when former special counsel Robert Mueller delivers long-awaited testimony tomorrow about his investigation into President Trump and Russian interference in the 2016 election, Democrats are hoping to coax from him the kind of dramatic moments that could galvanize public opinion against the president. Republicans, meanwhile, are eager to elicit testimony that shows the investigation was biased from its inception. Devlin Barrett, national security reporter at The Washington Post, says those who know Mr. Mueller best are skeptical he will meet either side's expectations. Devlin, explain.
Mueller is a very reticent witness before Congress. He doesn't particularly enjoy the process, according to folks who have known him for a long time and have worked it with him. But he also has some interesting tells, I guess you might say, ways in which you can draw an answer out of him if you are a persistent, careful lawmaker.
All right. Like how, for example? Because you referenced testimony from like 12 years ago.
Right. So there's a really interesting hearing that happens in 2007 in which lawmakers press him pretty closely on the substance of his private conversations with the then Attorney General and some other senior officials. And they were really trying to get some answers about a standoff within the Bush administration that had happened years earlier. And what happens in that hearing is very interesting because Mueller starts out saying he doesn't want to talk about his private conversations with senior officials. But when lawmakers press him carefully, politely, and persistently, he basically concedes the point and starts talking about those conversations. And, you know, I think in an era when we see a lot of lawmakers yell and scream and pound the table, I think there's a clue there about how, you know, Mueller might be able to provide some more information that's maybe not at the edge of a, you know, angry microphone.
Did we pound the table as much back in 2007 as we do today?
You know, it's funny. Watching that hearing, it's really striking how much calmer and civilized it is, even though they are arguing about some fairly intense issues, such as government surveillance and problems in how the government did that, as well as essentially struggles within a government over some pretty serious spying powers. So, you know, there were some tense issues on the table, and there were some tense moments on the table, but nothing like what we've seen in the last, you know, year or two when it comes to the fights in Congress over the Mueller investigation, over the Justice Department and the FBI. You know, it almost looks quaint by comparison, this hearing from 12 years ago.
We're speaking with Devlin Barrett, national security reporter at The Washington Post. His piece is called Hostile Witness or Democrats' Hero. Mueller's past turns before Congress offer important clues. Is there more on the line politically this time around than there's been in the past for Mr. Mueller on Capitol Hill?
I think so, because I think in many ways this will be the defining case of his career. I think a lot of people close to him would argue that whatever you think of the Mueller case, it probably shouldn't be the defining case of his career. But I think politically, this thing has just been such a powder keg from the beginning. That's probably inevitable. And so I think Mueller's goal is to show that this work was done well and not get sucked into any partisan back and forths or finger pointing or accusations. But you know, I think, look, the lawmakers will be on display here, too. And I think one of the big questions is, how do they behave? If they behave angrily and loudly, you know, that in the past, that's something that has really, you know, been a frustration for Mueller and has made him shut down sometimes. And a couple times he's punched back in those hearings when he's been yelled at. So it'll be interesting to see what the overall temperature is, because I think the overall temperature will say a lot about how forthcoming Mueller is in his answers.
So you can't really say one way or the other if he is less likely to open up when pressed from a hostile lawmaker than a non-hostile lawmaker.
I think his track record is very much that yelling at him does not work. But if you try to appeal to his sense of obligation to, you know, the way the government should work and how lawmakers need to know facts to make good decisions, he does sometimes concede that point and agree to say more than he would otherwise say. But, you know, yelling has never seemed to have cracked him in any way. And in fact, he tends to clamp down when that happens.
Thanks, Devlin. Devlin Barrett, national security reporter at The Washington Post. Meanwhile, a Justice Department memo yesterday told Mr. Mueller that his testimony tomorrow, quote, must remain within the boundaries of the public redacted version of his reports.
America's First News is online all the time. follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show, like us on Facebook, or send us an email, thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.